Highland Blind Craft is a manufacturer, producer, and seller of mattresses, divan bed bases, and bespoke bedroom furniture. They also provide training and employment opportunities for individuals from across the Highlands of Scotland living with a variety of disabilities, including but not limited to visual and hearing impairments. To tell us more about their work, I'm joined now by their executive manager, Heather MacDonald. It's so nice to have you here, Heather.
Oh, hello. It's very nice to be here.
So obviously, Highland Blind Craft, it's not only a unique organization, but you have been around for a really, really long time now.
Yes, actually. Highland Blind Craft celebrated its 140th birthday this year in March. And we've been producing mattresses at our factory here in Inverness, in Crown in Inverness, for about 100 years now. So there's a very long track record.
That's amazing. Obviously, happy belated birthday from everyone here at the radio station. And what brought about this unique model? Because it's a little bit like you're a business, but you also have the charity side to your company as well.
Yes, we are what is technically considered a supported business. So we have on our staff, we have 19 disabled members of staff, and we have 23 members of staff in total. So there's 4 able-bodied members of staff that basically do the support and the sales and the management. Highland Blind Craft was established in Inverness as a way to provide training and employment skills for students finishing at the Inverness School for the Blind. And it started off doing baskets and other bits and pieces, and slowly moved on to more complicated manufacturing skills. And as I said, they've been making mattresses here for about 100 years. And we also make divan bases, we make headboards, we can reupholster chairs, footstools, ottomans. And it is a training organization, but at the same time, it is very commercial. So you hit the nail on the head when you said it was a bit different. While we are supported, we do function very much in a commercial capacity. Our products are very high quality, very high standard. We fire test all of our products before they go out, all of those sorts of things. So it is very much a commercial enterprise, but at the same time, we are able, because we're supported, we're able to support people with training, with education, and also to enable our workforce to work at a pace that sits well with their particular individual disabilities.
Which is really nice to see, because I feel like it's been over 100 years since Highland Blind Craft was founded, but we're still seeing problems when it comes to employment of people living with visual impairment, for example. And you as a business are showing that it's possible to make those adaptations, and it shouldn't really be an untapped workforce that's just forgotten often by businesses.
Absolutely not. We have one of our longest serving employee, Evan. He is completely blind, has been since birth, and he's worked here for over 40 years, and he makes mattresses. He's had a wonderfully fulfilled life. He's had a community. This is very much like a family here, and it's allowed him to be productive, to engage in lots of social activity, and to feel that, you know, he's contributing on a daily basis, even though he is completely blind. Now we do, as I said, we are like a family. Everyone looks to help each other out, to support each other. And there is a lot of support that's given. But there's absolutely no reason why, with the right support in place, people with disabilities cannot have a wonderfully fulfilled and productive working life.
Yeah, because it's all about making those small adjustments, and that's for anyone. You will adapt how you work so it suits you, and there's no really cookie cutting, copy and paste one way of working. Now, obviously, we're still kind of in the pandemic. How has that affected your work? Because a lot of your products are handcrafted.
Yes, our products are all handcrafted. Aside from the wooden bedroom furniture that we do buy in, The factory did shut down during the first lockdown. During the second lockdown up here, the factory was running, but it was a split shift. So we had two teams, an A team and a B team. And so the work was divided up that way. And it helped to protect the business in that if we did have to isolate staff, it was only half the staff if there happened to be a COVID case that came into the business. We are very protective. I'm still minimizing the number of people as much as is possible coming into the business, with the exception, obviously, of the showroom. But in the showroom, we wear masks, we sanitize, we socially distance, we do all of those sorts of things. But it has the challenge for this business during the lockdown was making sure that the staff were kept informed, that were still supported and didn't start to feel isolated. That was really important because for some of our staff members, this is because of their disabilities, this is a lot of their social structure coming to work. And so a lot of effort was made to make sure that people were still emotionally well looked after during lockdown.
So obviously you provide employment opportunities, but do you also do any training programs or any internships?
Yes, absolutely. We have had trainers in, and in fact, that's one of the things that we've started, one of our trainers coming back in again. Some of our staff have learning disabilities, and so we have brought in people over time to teach reading, to teach writing, to teach computer literacy. We've had staff members that have come to us that were severely dyslexic and completely unable to read or write, that can now read and can now write to the extent that they can live independently. A lot of our mandate stems from the fact that we want to work with people and provide the life skill training, not just the job training, but life skill training, so that people with disabilities can live as independently as possible. We also teach sign language. We have one member of staff who's profoundly deaf. And so there is a trainer that has not come back since COVID, but will start to come back, so that any staff members, and in fact, pre-COVID, any members of the community that wanted to come in and learn sign language, they were given the opportunity to do that. So it's all about increasing that ability to engage and to bring people with disabilities into the mainstream as much as possible. And then we do, like I said, computer literacy skills, computer training. It is important nowadays that people are able to check emails, to do online banking, to be able to interact with HMRC digitally. So we provide training for that as well.
So for anyone listening to this and thinking, gosh, that's a lot of information, I would love to check out what you guys do, where can we go?
Highlandblindcraft.co.uk. We also have an e-commerce site, which is hbcbeds.co.uk. We're bringing those two sites together. But if you want information on the charity side, highlandblindcraft.co.uk, and there is a link on that website to our shop. And in our shop, you can see all of the different products that we produce. We do a range of mattresses, from very standard mattresses to very high-end mattresses that include cashmere wool, that are found in the likes of Skibo Castle and other high-end hotels and B&Bs. And we also, like I said, do divans and do headboards, and all three of those things are made 100% in our factory here in Inverness.
So if we're in the market for maybe finding a custom mattress or something new for the bedroom, Highland Blindcraft is where we should go. But for now, Heather McDonald, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great. Thank you.